catch up tomorrow morning. Tell Inspector Augello I'll be out of the office until early afternoon. Got that? He emerged from the shower, skin red as a lobster. To counteract the chill he felt at the sight of the sea, he'd made the water too hot. As he started shaving, he heard the squad car arrive. Indeed, who within a 10-kilometre radius hadn't heard it? It rocketed into the drive at supersonic speed, braked with a scream, firing bursts of gravel in every direction, then followed this display with a roar of the racing engine, a harrowing shift of gears, a shrill screech of skidding tyres, and another explosion of gravel. The driver had executed an evasive manoeuvre, turning the car completely round. When Montalbano stepped out of the house ready to leave, he saw Gallo, the station's official driver, rejoicing. "Look at that, Chief! Look at them tracks! What a manoeuvre! A perfect 180! "Congratulations," Montalbano said gloomily. "Should I put on the siren?" Gallo asked as they were about to set out. "Put it in your ass," said a surly Montalbano, closing his eyes. He didn't feel like talking. Gallo, who suffered from the Indianapolis complex, stepped on the accelerator as soon as he saw his superior's eyes shut, reaching a speed he thought better suited to his driving ability. They'd been on the road barely 15 minutes when the crash occurred. At the scream of the brakes, Montalbano opened his eyes but saw nothing, head lurching violently forwards before being jerked back by the safety belt. Next came a deafening clang of metal against metal, then silence again, a fairy tale silence with birds singing and dogs barking. "You hurt?" the inspector asked Gallo, seeing him rub his chest. "No, you..." "Nothing. What happened?" "A chicken ran in front of me." "I've never seen a chicken run in front of a car before. Let's look at the damage." They got out. There wasn't a soul about. The long skid marks were etched into the tarmac. Right at the spot where they began, you could see a small, dark stain. Gallo went up to it, then turned triumphantly around. "What did I tell you?" he said to the inspector. "It was a chicken!" A clear case of suicide. The car they had slammed into, smashing up its entire rear end, must have been legally parked at the side of the road, though now it was sticking out slightly. It was a bottle-green Renault Twingo, positioned so as to block an unpaved drive leading to a 2-story house with shuttered windows and doors some 30 metres away. The squad car, for its part, had a shattered headlight and a crumpled right bumper. "So now what do we do?" Gallo asked dejectedly. "We're going to go on. Will the car run, in your opinion?" "I'll give it a try." Reversing with a great clatter of metal, the squad car dislodged itself from the other vehicle. Nobody came to the windows of the house. They must have been fast asleep, dead to the world. The Twingo had to belong to someone in there, since there were no other homes in the immediate area. As Gallo was trying with his bare hands to bend out the bumper which was scraping against the tyre, Montalbano wrote down the phone number of the Vigata police headquarters on a piece of paper and slipped this under the Twingo's windscreen wiper. When it's not your day, it's not your day. After they'd been back on the road for half an hour or so, Gallo started rubbing his chest again, and from time to time he twisted his face in a grimace of pain. "I'll drive," said the inspector. Gallo didn't protest. When they were outside the town of Fela, Montalbano, instead of continuing along the main road, turned onto the road that led to the centre of town. Gallo paid no attention, eyes closed and head resting against the window. "Where are we?" he asked, as soon as he felt the car come to a halt. "We're at Fela Hospital. Get out."
"But it's nothing, Inspector."
"Get out. I want them to have a look at you."
"Well, just leave me here and keep going. You can pick me up on the way back."
"Cut the shit, let's go." Between auscultations, 3 blood pressure exams, x-rays and everything else in the book, it took them over 3 hours to have a look at Gallo. In the end, they ruled that he hadn't broken anything,